Most light airplane engines use either a carburetor or a fuel injection system. These are the systems that deliver the fuel-air mixture to the cylinders. Let's look at how a carburetor works. In a carburetor system, the float-type carburetor takes air in through an air filter, and the air flows through a restriction or a venturi. This causes a low-pressure area to form inside the carburetor. The difference in air pressure between the air inside the carburetor and the air outside the carburetor forces fuel into the airstream, where it's mixed with the flowing air that's drawn through the intake manifold, and then that's delivered to the combustion chambers and ignited. Carburetors are normally set up to deliver the correct fuel-air mixture at sea level. However, since air density decreases with an increase in altitude, as we climb to higher altitudes, the air mixture control needs to be adjusted because as you climb, you need to decrease the fuel flow as the altitude increases in order to maintain the correct mixture. Otherwise, the mixture may become too rich at high altitudes. So a mixture control is set up for that purpose. When you're descending, the density of the air increases as altitude decreases. Unless the fuel flow is increased with the mixture control, the fuel-air mixture may become excessively lean. When I say lean, I mean the amount of fuel is too small for the amount of air reaching the cylinders. In a fuel injection system, the carburetor is not part of the picture. It's not there. In a fuel injection system, the fuel-air mixture are mixed just prior to entering the combustion chamber,